Good morning and peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主给我们在他的殿宇里面一同分享神的话语。
We thank God for the opportunity to share the word of God here together.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们今天在你的恩典里面。
And today we can be in thy grace.
在你的身体里面彼此分享。
That we can have fellowship in thy body.
这是你的旨意。
That is your will.
我们感谢你让我们回到教会当中。
We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us into church.
瞻仰你的荣面。
And that we can show forth thy glory.
要让我们看见我们所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So that we can also see the face of our dear brothers and sisters.
在他们的岗位里面忠心的来服侍。
So that wherever they are, they can serve you faithfully.
你今天的同在成为我们的贺求。
And Lord, today, our prayer is that you be with us.
我们感谢你给我有好的弟兄 Michael.
We thank the Lord for the brother to work,
他当我的翻译。
That can able to do the translation.
你的圣灵浇灌他。
That your Holy Spirit will pour out upon us.
是我们所讲的。
That what we share.
成为弟兄姊妹的供应
，that it can be a supply the needs of brothers and sisters.
不是因为我们有什么
，is not because we have something of ourselves.
乃是你的圣灵灌服我们中间
，but it because your Holy Spirit have outpoured upon us.
你祝福我们
，please bless us, Lord.
如此祷告。
We pray in this way.
乃奉耶稣基督的名而求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我要跟大家今天分享一个题目。
Today I want to share with you on a topic.
我们怎样进到葡萄园。
And how can we enter into the vineyard?
我们今天所主要看的经文。
And the main...Bible verse we're going to read today
是在新约圣经里面
is in the New Testament
马太福音二十章
the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20
一到十六节
we want to read from verse 1 to 16
有圣经的请你打开
if you have your Bible with you please open your Bible to Matthew chapter
20 我们用起引的方式
we'll read it responsibly
这边弟兄念单数节。
We want to ask the brother and sister on the left side to read the odd verses.
这边念双数节。
And we ask the brothers and sisters on the right side to read the even verses.
请我们弟兄念。
And we want to ask the brother and sister to start.
马太福音二十章一到十六节。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 20, starting verse 1.
啊，这是神的话语。
And that's thank you for reading the Word of God.
依照教会的传统讲法。
If according to the tradition in the church.
马太福音乃是主耶稣十二个门徒当中一个叫马可所写下来的。
We know the Gospel of Matthew is written by Matthew, who is one of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
马太又叫利未。
And Matthew have another name called Levi.
他原来是罗马人的代理人。
He is an agent for the Roman.
专门向同胞犹太人来收税。
And his job was to collect the tax from the Jews.
利未是一个税吏。
So Levi, he is a tax collector.
他非常有钱。
He was very rich.
后来主耶稣都呼召利未。
But later, when Jesus called Levi, Matthew to follow him.
这个人的回应放下一切。
And his response was to let go of everything and follow Jesus.
他就跟随了耶稣。
And he followed Jesus.
成为十二个门徒之一。
So he became one of the 12 apostles.
我们刚才所念到马太福音二十章一到十六节。
What we have read before is the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20 verse 1 to 16.
第一段内容。
And the content of this portion.
并没有记载在马可、约翰、路加福音里面。
It is not recorded in the Gospel of Mark, Luke, and John.
第一段经文光是记录在马太福音当中。
And this story is only recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
十分明显的让我们看见。
So we can see it very clearly.
利未这个作者对于这一段内容十分的看重。
As the writer of the Gospel, Levi put a very important emphasis on this story.
包含着很深的意义。
Because it has a very deep meaning.
那究竟
Then we want to ask,
利未为什么把这个比喻写下来，这样的详细写下来？
Why is Matthew recorded this story in such a detailed way?
他的用心，他的动机在哪里？
What is his motive? What is his intention?
这是问题的解答。
So what is the answer for this question?
我们必须要来翻看马太福音十九章。
We can find the answer in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19.
十六到三十节。
And it's from verse 16 to 30.
我们大家翻开马太福音十九章。
Let us open the Bible to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19,
十六到三十节。
And from verse 16 to 30,
在你们的圣经，新约的二十七面。
So if you're using this Chinese Bible, then it's on page 27.
请你们打开一同来念。
Let's open it and we'll read it together.
也是用起音的方式来念。
We'll read it the same way as you did before.
这边的弟兄念十六节双数。
And so,
双数。
Okay, the brother and sister on this on the left now read the even verses.
And 这边弟兄姊妹念单数。
And then the brother and sister on the right to read the odd verses.
马太福音十九章十六到三十节。
So the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, from 16 to 30.
请我们弟兄姊妹。
I'll ask the brother and sister to start on the left.
all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed you. How shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that you which have not followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne, his followers, ye also sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Second houses, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, sons, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Many shall, and so be last, the last shall be first.
我们刚才说过,
we just spoken earlier.
要了解马太福音二十章一到十六节。
If we want to understand Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 to 16,
我们必须要明白马太福音十九章十六到三十节。
Then we need to understand what has been recorded in Matthew 19.
那我们就很明白为什么耶稣要讲那个葡萄园的比喻。
Then we can understand why did Jesus want to speak about the parable of the vineyard.
那为什么马太单单马太把这个葡萄园的故事详细的写下来？
We want to ask why is only Matthew who have recorded this parable about the vineyard.
那我们就明白马太的目的。
If we want to understand his intention,
马太十九章十六到三十节。
Then we can see it in chapter 19 from 16 to 30.
刚才我们会注意到当中讲到一个少年财主。
If you pay attention, you'll remember that we read about a young rich man.
他跑来找主耶稣。
This rich young man come to Jesus.
这个少年财主在路加福音18章15到17节里面也讲到。
Because this same was also recorded in the book of Luke.
十八章十五到十七节里面
，and chapter 18 to 13 to 17，
说到这个少年人其实是地方上的领袖官员
，and it said that this young man was a ruler。
换句话说
，in another way，
这个年轻人
，this young man，
他是年轻得志。
He was very successful as a young man， very successful。
他在地方上有钱有势力。
He's got position, he's got power, and he's got money.
相信我们不少人很羡慕他。
And I think that many people will really look up to him, admire him.
可是圣经告诉我们,
But the Bible tells us,
这个年轻人虽然得到很多,
So though this young man, he has so much,
但这一切不能满足他内心的真正需要和追求。
But everything that he have cannot fully satisfy the deep longing in his heart.
换句话说,
we say in another way, put it in another way.
年轻人所拥有的一切,
that everything this young man has,
并没有带他进到终极的价值,
that cannot really give him the ultimate value.
换句话说, 他找不到人生的目标,
that he cannot truly see the purpose of life.
想来想去,
and after much thought,
结果他跑去耶稣的面前
Then he come to see Jesus
向耶稣问永生之道
And then he inquired Jesus about eternal life
马太福音十九章二十一节这样说
So in chapter 19 And he tells us
二十一节这样说
Verse 21
耶稣就回答这个年轻人
And Jesus said unto him
你若愿意做完全人
If you would be perfect
可去变卖你的所有
Go and sell all that you have
分给穷人
And give to the poor
就必有财宝在天上
Then you shall have treasure in heaven
你还要来跟从我
And come and follow me
这里所说的完全人
And here when it says if you won't be perfect
就是一个人
I speak of one person
他十分明白上帝的心意和吩咐
You have a perfect understanding of God's will and purpose.
在他的日常生活工作上面
And in his daily life and work.
他能够反映处处表现出
In everything that he said and do.
神的性情和神的选择
He can reveal out God's nature and also God's choice.
换句话说这个完全跟神非常密切
And so in other way, a perfect man is one that is very close to God.
主耶稣提醒这个有钱的年轻人。
So Jesus reminded this rich young man.
只要你一心一意的跟从上帝。
If you want to follow the Lord, the God, wholeheartedly.
这样就好。
If this is your desire,
你的内心才能够真正得到完全的满足。
Then your heart will be fully satisfied.
你才知道为人的意义。
Then you know the purpose of life.
这个年轻人高高兴兴地跑来主耶稣面前。
And so this young man, he came very happily to Jesus.
可是当他听到主耶稣的回答。
But when he heard what Jesus replied.
他让卧薪打产。
And then he became very sad.
他失望地离去了。
And he was so disappointed and left.
为什么这个年轻人。
Why is the young man reacted this way?
又这样的前后不一致的行为呢?
And even though he was rich, but yet he did this way.
圣经告诉我们,
and the Bible tells us,
这个年轻人从小就生活在社区里面。
This young man was grow up in the midst of the Jewish society.
他一直的按照社区的规定。
And then he lived his life according to the law.
就是不可杀人。
It do not kill.
不可奸淫。
He cannot,
不可偷盗。
Commit adultery. He cannot steal.
不可做假见证。
And no, don't bear false witness.
因为按照规定他孝敬父母。
And according to the law, he also honored the father and the mother.
甚至懂得爱别人。
And he also know how to love others.
看起来这个人真的不错啊。
And so outwardly, he appeared to be a very good man.
可是这一次，这一次
，But then and on this occasion，
他遇上了主耶稣。
He met the Lord Jesus。
主耶稣伸出他的手来邀请他。
And the Lord even put forth his hand to invite him。
吩咐他把钱财放弃。
And then even ask him to let go of his riches。
好好的跟在主耶稣的行列里面。
And then come and follow the Lord Jesus。
那个年轻的人。
And as this young man,
他完全明白主耶稣所讲的内容。
He understands what Jesus had asked him to do.
可是他忧愁起来。
But then he was very sorrowful.
他心里面很犹疑。
Because he was very doubtful in his heart.
他非常明白自己的财富和地位。
Because he knows how much riches and position he has.
不能帮他得到人生最大的满足。
But then all that he had cannot give him the true satisfaction in life.
可是他不肯放弃。
But then he was not willing to let it go.
弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
当考验。
We need to examine ourselves.
当要求来到的时候。
And when there is a requirement asking to do.
我们就很容易看出一个人。
And then when trial and testing come, we can easily see the real person.
他平常所守的情况真实的光景是怎样。
Then we can see what his true real person is comparing to what he ordinary are.
这个年轻人平常所行的。
We can see this young man in his daily life.
他看起来是为上帝而做。
Look at him, everything he do is for God.
现在主耶稣的考验来了。
But then the testing of Jesus came now.
究竟他的一言一行。
And so everything he say and do.
是按照传统规矩和去做的。
Is it according to the tradition of the law?
还是从心底里。
Or is obeying from God from the heart?
真的是从爱神要神的动机而出了。
Is everything he do out of a heart that desire God and love God?
到一般人的常理
，But if we look at it and outwardly，
一个常常活在神的生命中
，If a person that really live with a heart for God，
以神为乐的人
，And then he have God as his joy，
可以说是他彻底的追随上帝
，And we can say such a person pursued God wholeheartedly。
当他听见主耶稣的吩咐的话
，But after he heard what Jesus said to him。
照理由应该是
，So the result should be，
十分自然的来接受主耶稣的吩咐
，Very naturally and happily receive what Jesus said。
这个对不对呢
？But was that right？
但是
，But we see，
那个年少人、青年人
，And this young man，
一听见主耶稣的一番话
，After he heard what Jesus said to him，
他就在心里开始衡量一下。
And so in his heart, he started to calculate.
便忧愁地离开了。
And after he calculated, then he left sorrowfully.
大家看见他的地位，他的财富。
Many people see his rich and see his position.
竟然成为这个年轻人。
But we can see all that he had.
他寻求永生之路最大的拦阻
becomes the greatest hindrance for him to pursue after eternal life.
他觉得不能舍弃这一切
because he feels he cannot let go everything he had.
最后他的行动就选择离开
So at the end, his decision was to left Jesus.
弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
不单只有这个年轻人的行为让我们看见
Not only from what the young man has done, we can understand. Maybe in the midst of us, there are people like this young man. Are you choose to follow Jesus?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在我们的生命里面,
in our life,
有没有一些事情,
is thereThings in our life.
让我们舍不得
And we feel that we cannot let go of them.
甚至非常迷恋的地步
Or maybe we are being drawn to it.
或者有些
Addicted to it.
或者有些事情
Or maybe there are some other things.
看起来我们要依靠它来度日
We feel that we are dependent on it to live.
失去的话我的心里就很担忧了
If I don't have those things, I'll be very sorrowful.
觉得生活生命没办法下去了。
And if I don't have those things, I don't feel I can go on in life.
这个问题啊。
For this question,
实在叫我们大家。
It really speaks to our hearts.
真的要好好的思想。
We need to think deep.
在我们心灵里面。
And within our own hearts.
有没有一个位置。
Is there a place.
是主耶稣不能拿去的。
That Jesus cannot take that away.
有没有这一类事情
Or is there some things in
life? 叫我们的心意跟不上神的吩咐
Because those things hinders us to come to follow Jesus.
叫我们的灵性只是小孩子一样了
And so that our spiritual maturity is just like little children.
我们用十秒钟来思想一下
Let us give 10 seconds to think about it, about ourselves.
在第二次世界大战刚结束
During at the end of the Second World War
世界各地的教会跟福音机构
And there's many church around local churches and also Christian organizations
都派出很多传道人宣教士
And they sent out many missionaries
到日本去传福音
And a lot of them went to Japan to preach the gospel
当时候派出最多的传教士
And at that time, the country that sent out most missionaries,
就是澳洲跟纽西兰
it was from Australia and New Zealand.
当时派出最多的就是这两个国家。
So at that time, it was Australia and New Zealand that sent out the most missionary to Japan.
很不幸的。
But unfortunately,
今天派出最小的宣教士就是澳洲跟纽西兰。
But for today,The country that sent out the least missionary is Australia and New Zealand.
我曾经认识一个纽西兰的传道人。
I know a missionary from New Zealand.
他在二次大战以后
He was the one that went out after Second World War.
到达日本的北海道。
He went to Hokkaido in Japan.
向当地人传福音。
And he was there to preach the gospel to the local.
这个老外一面学日文。
And so this New Zealand, he was learning Japanese.
他一方面开放自己的家
And then at the same time, he opened up his home.
向日本人讲传讲耶稣
And used what he knew in Japanese to preach to the local.
过了两三年
About Jesus. After 2 or 3 years.
有一天他收到从东京教会寄过来的一封信
He received a letter from a church in Tokyo.
邀请他到东京
And they invited him to come to Tokyo.
主持四天的特会
To help them to lead a 4-day conference.
传教士收到这封信
And when this missionary had received this letter,
当时他心里十分为难
And he was feel very difficult to make a decision.
当时从北海道到东京。
Because at that time, from Hokkaido to Tokyo,
先要坐船，然后坐火车。
You need to on board a ship and then on board a train to get there.
那个旅费是很多的。
And the cost of travel was quite great.
他看看手上的金钱。
I need to look at the amount of money he had.
只足够他往单程去东京。
He feel that with the money he had, he can only have one way trip to Tokyo.
回程都没有旅费了。
There is no money to buy himself a return ticket.
想来想去，他不晓得要不要去。
So he was sitting there pondering in his heart and don't know what to do.
经过好几天，他祷告。
So he spent a number of days in prayer.
心灵里面得到圣灵的启示。
And in his heart, he received the prompt from the Holy Spirit.
提醒他不要疑惑，因为这是神的安排。
Telling him, do not doubt, this is God's arrangement.
他十分清楚这件事
，and he felt that it was very clearly from God.
就收拾起行李，带着一点点的钱
，and so he started package his luggage.
坐船离开北海道往东京去
，and so he on board a ship and then on a train to went to Tokyo.
在船上有不少的旅客
，so when he was on board the ship, there was a lot of passengers.
却没有老外，只有他一个
，but he was the only Westerner there.
那个传道人就选择靠近船边那个位置坐下。
So no one wanted to talk to him. He went to sit close to the edge of the ship.
到在这个时候，有一个不认识的日本青年人坐在他旁边。
And as he was sitting on the edge of the ship, there was a young Japanese man came to sit next to him.
这个年轻人一言不发。
But then this Japanese young man sit next to him and said nothing.
可能他不知道这个传道人懂得日文了。
And maybe he thought that the missionary could not speak Japanese.
到了快中午的时候。
And then it was approaching lunchtime.
船上的人都把带来的饭打开来吃了。
And the passengers on the boat, they all bring their own lunch, so they all open their lunch and start eating.
由于宣教士那个传道人身上没有太多的钱。
But because the missionary,or did not have any spare money to buy lunch.
虽然这个时候他肚子很饿
and he also would feel hungry.
可是他不敢去买东西
but he didn't want to spend any money to buy lunch.
就在这个时候
so that at that moment,
坐在他旁边的年轻人站起来
the Japanese young man sitting next to him got up and walked
他走到船舱里面
he went into the canteen.
然后出来的时候
And then he bought two lunchbox.
手上有两个那个 lunchbox 的饭盒。
And so he brought the two lunchbox with him.
引人就坐在那个宣教士的旁边。
And came back to sit next to the missionary.
年轻人含笑的看一看那个传道人。
And then he turned around to look at this missionary.
然后把一个便当交给他，一个便当交给他。
And then so he gave one lunchbox to the missionary.
请那个传道人用餐。
And then so invited him to have lunch.
那个纽西兰的传道人
，so that missionary from New Zealand
曾经跟我说
，and then later he told me
那顿饭是他人生最美味的午餐。
He can remember that lunch was the best he had in life。
想不到一个不认识的青年人知道他肚子饿。
He couldn't believe that a strange young man knew that he was hungry。
后来传道人坐火车到了东京的教会
，so after he they went to Tokyo, then he catch a train to went to the church.
顺利地负责了四天的特会。
And then there he spent 4 days led the conference.
大家都十分感谢他。
At the end, all the people that attended thank him very much.
就在最后一天的聚会当中。
And so on the last day,
弟兄姊妹教会。
And so the brother and sister from that local church,
要向这个传道人表示一点感谢。
They want to show forth the gratitude of him coming.
这个时候传道人的心里想
And so he said at that point in his heart he was hoping
也许他们会送给他一点旅费
He said we're hoping that the church member will give him some money so he can return home
好让他买火车坐船回到北海道
He was only hoping just enough to buy his ticket for the train and the boat to return
可是事情并不是他所想的这样
But then things didn't happen as he expected
当年
Because in those days,
日本信徒向传道人致意
When the Japanese express their gratitude and thanksgiving to someone
往往送土产或者手工艺品
they will buy them some local food and give them some handcraft.
就会把一些腌了的萝卜、酸菜和两个刺绣的坐垫送给他。
And so the local members actually give him some pickles and also two cushions.
完全没有一点旅费。
And there was no money that they have offered.
但是他们这样子做。
But then.After they do this,
这是对于这个传达最大的敬意了。
Because they feel that is the best way of express the thanksgiving.
然后大家就散会了。
And so most people left.
宣教士回到房间。
And this missionary returned to the room that he stayed.
他收拾自己简单的行李。
And he would just pack up his luggage.
由于他怕人家知道他没有旅费回去。
And in his heart, he was afraid that people may know that he had no money to buy the return ticket.
所以很晚很晚还走不出来。
Oh, he's just lingering there, lingering there.
他希望大家都走出离开了。
And he was hoping that by then, everybody had already left.
然后他才走到火车站去。
And then he can depart quietly to the train station.
看看有没有办法回去。
And then he will try to see if there's any way that he can get home.
待了几个小时。
But so he stayed in the room for almost a couple of hours.
他就出来走到教会的门口。
And then when he came out of his room to the entrance,
谁知道一大群弟兄姊妹在门口等他。
And he was unexpectedly see that all the brothers and sisters are still there waiting for him on the left entrance.
准备要开车送他到火车站去。
Because all the brothers and sisters want to take him to the train station.
他们的热情非常热烈。
And because they were so, I'd love him so much.
他实在不愿意人家。
But then he didn't want anybody to know.
知道他没有旅费。
Because he had no money to go home.
恐怕教会也不好意思。
And he also made that put the brother and sister to difficult.
因此。
And so.
他极力地推辞。
And so he would keep saying no and thank you to brother.
不用他们送他到火车站。
I said, no, you don't have to take me to the train station.
所以在教会的门口推来推去。
And as he was just trying to say no, thank you, and you don't need to, I just go by myself.
就在这个时候。
And just at that point,
远处传来啵啵啵摩托车的声音。
He said that he suddenly heard a motorcycle just pulled in.
原来是一个送邮件的邮差来了。
And he said that it was a postman.
这个邮差拿着一封信到教会来。
And then this postman bring an envelope, a letter to the church.
收信的人正是这个传道人。
And there on the letter was addressed to the missionary.
教会的人和他站在当中十分奇怪。
And so everybody was standing there, why would somebody send a letter to this missionary who doesn't live here?
传道人就把这封信打开。
And so the missionary opened the letter.
里面有一万元。
And yet in there was 10,000 Japanese yen.
但是翻来翻去。
And then he just turned around the envelope.
找不到寄信的人的姓名地址。
He cannot find out who actually sent this letter to him.
到今天。
It's like even until today.
那个传道人也不现在还不知道谁把钱寄给他。
He still do not know on that day who sent him the money.
一万日元。
For 10,000 Japanese yen.
当时来说是一笔很大的钱。
In those days, it's a lot of money.
足够他坐头等的火车、头等的船回北海道。
It was enough money for him to buy the first class train fare and first class ferry.
弟兄姊妹，他是坐三等的火车、三等的船来到东京的。
When he came, he was sitting the lowest class to come here.
宣教士知道这个是神给他的礼物。
And so at that point, he knew that must what God has provided.
传道人就不再推辞。
And so he did not say, refuse the brothers and sisters.
大家一块块的把他送到火车站去了。
So that all the brothers and sisters happily take him to the train station.
你看这个结尾多美丽啊。
You see what a good ending this is.
在神的安排里面多美丽啊。
It's God's arrangement is so good.
上帝在适当的时候供应他所使用的仆人。
For the Lord is able to supply the need of His servant.
他一直看顾我们所有的儿女。
Because God is the one that is watchful over all His children.
宣教士照主的吩咐而行。
Because this missionary went by faith according to God's will.
放下一切顾虑和拦阻。
He put down, let go all his worries and doubts.
最后得到上帝赐给他的平安和赏赐。
So at the end, he got his reward and peace from God.
你有没有看见？
Did you see?
那个年轻的有才有势的年轻人。
You look at that rich young man we read earlier.
跟我们的传道人有很大的分别。
So it's so how different he is to this missionary.
弟兄姊妹啊。
And brothers and sisters.
我们跟随主耶稣的道路上。
We, in our way of following the Lord Jesus.
的确会遇上很多的难处。
We will face a lot of difficulty.
甚至你要舍弃放弃一些东西。
And those difficulties is teach us how to let go of things.
可是主耶稣在马太福音19章29节里面。
But in the Gospel of Matthew, that's 19 and 29.
提醒我们的信徒。
And then he reminded the believers.
我们要选择主耶稣要我们走的道路。
We need to choose the way that Jesus have chosen for us.
因为这个道路是指引着我们得到永生。
Because that way leads to eternal life.
那位跑到耶稣面前的少年人。
So this rich young man that came to Jesus.
由于他没有接受主的吩咐。
Because he did not accept the Lord's offer.
竟然跟永生之道擦身而过。
The eternal life just passing by.
实在太可惜了。
How pitiful and regretful that would be.
少年财主和主耶稣的对话。
When we look at the correspondence between this rich young man and Jesus.
当时在旁边的耶稣的门徒。
And also with the disciple that was next to Jesus at that time.
他们每一个都看得清清楚楚。
And all the disciples can clearly see what had happened.
在马太福音十九章二十七节里面
，and in the Gospel of Matthew and 19:17，
二十七节
，and 27 verse 27，
彼得就说
，and Peter said，
我们已经撇下所有的
，we have forsaken all，
来跟从你耶稣
，and come to follow you，
将来我们要得到什么呢
？What shall we have therefore？
将来要得到什么呢
？What shall we receive in reward？
彼得这样说。
Peter asked Jesus this way，
正好代表其他门徒心中所想的事情。
Probably what he said was really what was in the heart of all the other disciples。
你要注意他的讲话。
Did you see what he said？
他用我们
，because Peter say we，
是一个众数的词。
It's a plural.
这句话充分反映不只是彼得所讲的话。
And this from here we can see is not only Peter was thinking this way.
如果我们想一下。
But if we think about it.
这个我们。
When the say we.
也可能反映今时今日我们基督徒的想法。
That we may also including us today.
我们可以这样翻译。
Maybe we can translate it this way.
看啊，主耶稣。
Say to him, Behold, Jesus.
我已经撇下所有的来跟从你。
I have forsake everything and come to follow you.
将来我这个基督徒会得到什么
？And me as a Christian in the future, what will I receive in return?
彼得的想法。
The thinking of Peter.
乃是认为门徒放下一切来跟从主耶稣。
His understanding that if a disciple had forsaken everything for Jesus,
现在我跟主耶稣一起,
now that I'm following Jesus,
这个行动,
because of what I have chose,
比那个刚走那个少年财主来得好,
what I have done is better than the rich young men that have just departed.
耶稣啊, 你应该给我一点好处,
so because I've done something better than him, you need to give me something as a reward.
这种观念
，this kind of thinking，
完全是出于一种多劳多得的观念。
Our thinking is think that if I give much, I'll receive much。
在世俗的社会里面
，and also the same thinking in society。
这个想法好像合情合理啊
，and they all feel that it's very acceptable。
甚至在教会也存在
，and Unfortunately, the same thinking also in the church.
我曾经在新加坡生活过九年。
I lived in Singapore in the past for about 9 years.
在那里有些教会。
And when I attend some of the churches there,
也有类似的观念。
We can see that same thinking there.
当他们传福音，叫人信耶稣的时候，
And when they preach the gospel and invite others to believe on Jesus,
往往顺带会这样子讲。
And naturally, they will also make this kind of offer.
如果你信耶稣，
if you believe in Jesus,
你自然在金钱健康上面有很大的好处。
The Lord will bless you in your riches and also in your health.
你的事业都很有很大的成就。
The Lord will bless you to be successful in your career.
这种观念。
This kind of thinking, philosophy,
好像只有人付出
it's almost telling us if we're willing to give up more,
你就赚得一点好处
and then you'll get more in return.
换句话说
or we put it in another way,
凡是我既然努力过
if I have given my best to do it,
就应该收到相同的好处好的报偿
then I should get the equal reward in return.
彼得生活的年代
in the days of Peter that he lived in
犹太人的社区里面
and in the Jewish society
普遍也存在这种多劳多得的想法
and many people also have the same philosophy and thinking
甚至在信仰上
and even in their religion
他们主张任何人
and they even encourage that if anyone
只要你严守确守一切礼仪禁忌
If you give your heart to keep all the laws,
人就可以从上帝得到很大的奖赏
then you will get a great reward from God.
而这种想法
and this kind of thinking,
在当天统治犹太人的罗马人中
and it's the same also prevailing in the days of the Roman and also the Jewish.
也是如此
they also expect it that way.
这是社会非常流行的观念
And it's a very popular thinking in society.
因为少年的财主
So this rich young man,
不愿意放下财富离开了
He is not willing to let go his rich.
而现在彼得
And now Peter said,
接着向耶稣问报酬的事
And he was asking Jesus for reward.
这两个情景
And if you look at the two situations,
这两个人
and then the two people
正好给一个人看得一清二楚
there was a third person that was clearly observing and watching all this happening
就是马太福音的作者利未
and it's the writer of the gospel of Matthew, Levi
利未看到这个年轻人的背景和行为
Levi see the rich young man and his what he did
好像在哪里曾经看过
You look at that young man and he see himself.
我们记得
because we remember,
利未还没有跟从主耶稣以前
before Levi decided to follow Jesus.
他是一个有钱的收税官
He's a tax collector, he's very rich.
他有大的房子
He has a big house.
在马可福音第二章
and in the Gospel of Mark and chapter 2,
13到17节里面
And in verse 13 to 17,
记载利未
and it recorded about Levi,
曾经在自己的房子
that he invited many people to his house,
邀请朋友跟主耶稣一起用饭
he invited all his friends and Jesus to have a dinner together.
他不像那个少年财主
he is not like that rich young man,
因为当主耶稣呼召利未的时候
But when Jesus called Matthew to follow him,
他就甘心乐意
he was willingly
放下一切做主的门徒
and give up everything he had and follow Jesus.
他离开了税官，离开了工作
he left where his tax collection office and also left to be a tax collector.
一心一意来追随主
and wholeheartedly he followed Jesus.
已经有一段日子了。
And he had already been following Jesus for quite a while.
愿意放弃钱财
He's willing to let go of his rich.
对一个有财有势的人来说
To someone that has rich and position,
并不是一件容易的事情。
It's a very difficult decision to make.
大家都记得2007年的金融风暴。
Many of you may also remember the global financial crisis in 2007.
刚开始的时候。
And right in the beginning,
美国有钱的人巴菲特。
And so there was one of the rich billionaires from US, which is Warren Buffett.
微软的主席比尔盖茨。
And also the chairman of Microsoft, Bill Gates.
曾经到中国来募捐。
And they went to China and have a fundraising.
这两个名人来到中国。
And when these two very well-known rich billionaires came to China,
不少有钱人都愿意出钱跟他们一起用饭。
A lot of rich Chinese rich people willing to spend big money just to have dinner with them.
可是讲到捐钱给穷人
，But when they ask people to donate for the poor,
没有几个人愿意。
There was not many Chinese want to give to the poor.
难怪门徒在马太十九章。
And no wonder the disciples in Matthew chapter 19 said this.
25节这样说。
And in verse 25 they say this.
惊讶有钱的人不容易得救。
It's hard for the rich to be saved.
可是主耶稣对门徒说。
But Jesus said to the disciple.
在人子是不能的。
With men this is impossible.
在神凡事都能。
But with God, all things are possible.
耶稣讲这句话
And when Jesus said this,
正好就是立位得救的实境实证
And because Levi's salvation was a testimony to what Jesus said.
立位得到新的生命
Because Levi received a new life.
完完全全的的确确是从主耶稣呼召他开始的
Because as from the point,When Jesus called him to follow, new life start.
并非利未本人拿什么用什么努力去赚回来的。
Levi knows it's not what he done that he have gained this reward.
利未愿意放下一切。
He himself willing to let go of all things.
听从主耶稣的吩咐追随他。
And then listen to Jesus' offer and follow him.
这个行为正好跟少年财主相反。
And so, what he has done is opposite to what the rich young ruler has done.
利未得到上好的福分。
So Levi received the greatest blessing.
就是从主耶稣所来的永恒的生命。
Is what he received from the Lord Jesus, eternal life.
利未听见彼得说。
And so, when Levi heard what Peter has said,
主耶稣
The Lord Jesus,
我们撇下所有的跟从你啊。
We have forsaken everything and follow you.
你觉得彼得讲这句话
？What do you think about what Peter has said?
不单只代表他自己的心意
，Not only represents what he wants in his heart.
彼得觉得自己
，Peter also think of himself.
是第一批跟从耶稣的门徒。
He was the first batch, the group that followed Jesus.
他放弃的比其他人要多。
And what he had let go is more, he had let go more than others.
跟从主耶稣要长久。
And he also the longest in follow Jesus.
好像理所当然得到一点的好处。
And he feel it's reasonable that he can receive a greater reward.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们小心地想一下。
Let us Think about it carefully.
如果你认识主耶稣的十二个门徒
If you know the 12 disciples of Jesus,
在门徒之中
And among the disciples,
讲到理直气壮要求这个好处
And they were boldly asking for reward.
利未可以说是数一数二
And maybe Levi can also rank number two or three.
现在大家都渴求耶稣的好处
Because they all desire the good reward from the Lord Jesus.
究竟就在这个时候
And so, right at this point,
利未这个人在想什么
We want to ask, what is Levi thinking at that moment?
利未会不会像彼得一样的想法呢
Is Levi also thinking as what Peter has just said?
他会不会支持彼得呢
Would he support Peter?
开始的时候
So when at the beginning,
我们曾经说过马太十二十章。
We sang that in the Matthew chapter 20,
一到十六节。
And we read from verse 1 to 16.
是一段非常特别的经文。
And it was a very unique part of recording in the Bible.
只有在马太福音留下来。
And it's only recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
而且写得很详细。
And also, Matthew went into great detail of describe what happened.
这个内容。
And its content.
正好让我们了解利未的内心世界。
As if Levi want to express what's in his heart.
这是利未的记载。
And so, from what Matthew has written,
告诉我们在神国里的事。
And want to do what he write down to tell us something about the kingdom of heaven.
有许多的观念。
Because there was a lot of thinking of philosophy.
是跟世俗的主张完全不一样的。
God's kingdom is quite different to this world.
在马太福音二十章一到十六节开始时。
And so when in chapter 20 and starting from verse 1.
就讲到一个葡萄园的主人。
It speaks of an owner of a vineyard.
他跑去那个市场上
，and he went to the marketplace
找工人来工作。
He was looking for labor to work in his vineyard.
犹太人跟我们古代的中国人一样
，and the Jews is similar to the ancient Chinese.
把一天的时间分作十二个小时
，it divided the day into 12 hours.
古代人的主人分别在早上六点。
And so the owner of the vineyard, he went out 6 o'clock in the morning to the marketplace.
早上九点。
And then he went again at 9 o'clock.
中午。
And then 12 o'clock.
下午三点和下午五点。
And then 3 o'clock in the afternoon and
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the evening.
都找来不同时段的工人。
And he went there to look for laborers.
他们一起进到葡萄园来工作。
And also invited them to go and work in his vineyard.
在众多的工人里面
，and in all these many laborers,
主人只是跟早上六点的工人说好
，and only the owner has only just discussed about the wages with those that he invited at 6 o'clock in the morning.
从口头的合约里面
，and verbally they agree.
为给这一批工人一钱银子，就是一个银币。
So he was agreed to pay them a dollar for a day.
一个银币就是当天的工人的生活费。
And so that dollar is their wage for working a whole day.
一般来说
，And if we speaking,
所有人都相信
，Then everybody would believe.
这个主人会按照每一个人的工作长短来发工资。
And this owner will give their wages according to how much work they have done in the vineyard.
这种想法是非常合理的。
And we say that is very reasonable.
工作时间越长，工资就越多了。
Like today, you work longer hours, you expect to get paid more.
我们今天工作不是这样子吗？
Same to us today.
工人在葡萄园里面一起工作。
So all these worker labor in the vineyard.
都到了黄昏的时候。
And when it came evening time,
主人都吩咐发工资了。
And so the owner called them, and so that he can give them their wages.
他吩咐那个最后进来的工人开始。
And he start with those that came to work the latest.
结果那些只做了一段很短时间的工人。
For those that came at 5 o'clock, they only worked for 1 hour.
他们得到一块银币。
And unexpectedly, they also receive $1.
得到的金钱竟然跟早上六点进来工作的工人一样。
What they received as their wage was the same as those that start working at 6 o'clock in the morning.
不单是最后一批得到一块银元。
Not only the last group that worked in the vineyard received $1 as wage.
所有人从九点到五点工作人都得到同样的报酬。
But then, everyone that labor in the vineyard, whether they start from 9 or start at 5, they all receive $1.
这个工资。
And we look at this wage.
实实在在超过他们的想象。
It was more than the ones work last expected.
超过他们一天所付出的劳动力。
It's all more than what they have gave in labor.
显出主人对待工人非常慷慨。
And feel that this owner was being very generous to those that work late.
和他有无限的爱心。
And also of his compassion to them.
知道他们一天的需要。
And know that their need for the whole day.
照顾到每一批工人的生活。
Because he knows the needs of their life for a day.
同样。
And the same way,
他眷顾每一批的工人。
He looked after all the laborers.
这种做法。
And what he has done.
完全打破一般人做事的方式原则。
But what he has done was so different to what people expected normally.
在这里
And right here,
打破了一个观念
because they want to take away this thought.
在这里并没有多劳多得来分配
because the owner wants to teach them one lesson is not because you labor more than you receive more.
讲到这里
And when we speak to this point,
利未一定想到自己的光景
And Levi may also think about himself.
他好像那个
He was just like
被请进跑葡萄园工作的最后一名工人
He feel himself is like the one that went to labor in the vineyard at 5 o'clock in the evening.
他只做了一个小时的工
He feel that he only had worked for 1 hour.
可是他得到的好处享受确实很大
But then he would receive more than what he expected.
我们大家都晓得
And every one of us, we all know.
利未原来是一个收税官
Levi, he was a tax collector.
他经常替罗马人向同胞收税
He was the one that collecting a tax from the Jews.
他欺骗剥削自己的同胞
And he was there extracting from his own people,
多收别人的金钱
and oppressing them and getting more money out of them.
品格真很坏啊
And everybody think that a tax collector is a great sinner.
他不忠于人
And he was not faithful to people.
也不忠于自己的民族
And he was not faithful to his own nation.
虽然有钱有势
And even though he had riches and had position.
可是在社区里面
But in the Jewish society,
他却是一个下等人、下流的人。
Yet his own countrymen look down on him.
没有一个人会尊敬他。
And there's no one will respect him.
可是耶稣却来呼召他。
But yet Jesus came to call him.
接纳这个人。
And even willing to accept him.
不单只接纳，还教导他。
And not only accept him, but also teach him.
叫他成为十二个门徒之一。
And even call him to be one of the 12 disciples.
利未从来没有拿过任何东西。
And Levi didn't receive anything before.
也没有可以付出的荣誉。
And he has nothing that he can give in return.
来跟耶稣来讨价还价。
So he cannot bargain with the Lord Jesus.
由此至终。
But yet from the start to the end.
利未事实上是得到耶稣的接纳。
And yet he was well received, accepted by the Lord Jesus.
完完全全是上帝白白的恩典。
It was all by the free grace of God.
英国著名的古典文学教授鲁伊斯。
And in England, there was very famous classic professor called Lewis.
他曾经在牛津和剑桥当教授。
He was a professor for the Cambridge and Oxford.
他也是一个圣经学者
and he himself was also a Bible scholar.
在二次大战以后
and so after the Second World War,
有一次在英国举行一个比较宗教的会议
and yet there was a big conference with interdenominations.
当时世界各地的专家都来讨论
and all the church leaders from around the world, they all gathered there together to discuss.
讨论基督教的特别的地方
They want to discuss what is the uniqueness about Christianity.
大家都提出不同的议题。
And many people, they give a different topic, so many different topics.
那个时候老伊斯进来了。
And then C.S. Lewis came in.
于是有人请教他。
And so someone asked him.
鲁伊斯就说。
And then so he replied.
这个很简单当然就是恩典这个观念。
And he said, of course, this is very simple.Christianity is grace.
恩典被提出来。
And after he said grace, it's by grace.
专家就讨论开来了。
And all the church leaders start to discuss about
God. 大家都同意鲁西斯的看法。
And at the end, they all agree with him.
因为在基督的信仰里面
Because in Christianity,
讲到上帝的爱是无条件的。
He tells us about the love of God is unconditional.
上帝不用我们摆上什么。
God is not requiring us to do anything in return.
都把那个耶稣基督的救恩赏赐给我们。
But yet freely he gives us the salvation of Jesus.
这个举措，这个举动。
And what God has done,
完全是恩典 by grace.
And it's by grace that God has given us salvation.
至于其他的宗教。
But you look at other religion in the world.
他们写下了很多的条文方法。
They will write out many, many rules and regulations.
只要人照着这些方法都赢取好处。
And their philosophy is if people observe, keep all that rule, they will get good.
我们中国很熟悉啊。
And Chinese also know it.
我们常常说做做功德。
And many Chinese want to do good works.
做功德就是赢取那些好处。
And if we do good works, we'll get something good in return.
All by works, not by grace.
But God says it's all by grace and not by works.
做功德的人只是出于功利主义。
And those that do good works because they believe the good works will bring to them.
付出我收取成一个正比的关系。
And to them, their calculation is the more I give, the more I get received in return.
可是我们主耶稣并不是这样子。
But it's different to what our Lord Jesus.
我们都是靠着主的白白恩典。
Because we all by his free grace.
最后进到葡萄园的工人。
And so we can see at the end the laborer in the vineyard.
从任何的角度来看，
if you look at different angles,
这个最后进到葡萄园的工人，
the last group of labor came into the vineyard.
他根本上没有理由可以得到一天的工资。
There's no reason for them to receive the same wage as the one that coming earlier.
可是他所得到的可却是一天啊工资啊。
But yet they labor for 1 hour, yet they receive the wage for a whole day.
因为这个分法是出于这个绝对的主人的主权。
Because this way of giving or rewarding is all by the grace of the owner.
在这个故事里面主人就是上帝就是我们的神。
And so in this story, to us, this owner of the vineyard is God.
他看人十分宝贵。
He was precious about the people. He loved the people.
他按照自己的分配和主权。
And according to his sovereignty and his power.
赏赐给人。
And then he blessed them, give it to them.
这种现象。
And in this kind of ways.
是跟我们平常的想法不同的。
It is so different to our normal thinking.
上帝，我们的神不按照人的背景。
Because God is not giving according to men's ways.
不按照人的才干。
And it's not according to a man's ability.
不照人的才势。
It's not according to a man's riches.
不照人所付出的一切。
And also it's not according to what a man has sacrificed.
然后他愿意给人家，给任何人。
But he's willing to give to everyone.
这种做法利未十分明白。
And so Levi can clearly understand what God has done.
利未不单只得到主耶稣的拯救。
For Levi not only received the salvation from Jesus.
更进一步。
But furthermore.
他看到在马太福音十九章二十八节里面说。
And you look at chapter 19 and verse 28.
他可以跟门其他门徒一样
，and he can like the other disciples.
将来要坐在十二个审判的宝座上
，they will sit on the throne and judging Israel.
审判以色列十二支派
，they will be sitting on the throne judging the 12 tribes.
这样的安排
，and this kind of arrangement
更加显出利未所得到的事情。
And it even revealed to us more than what Levi think what he had received.
不是他应该所得的。
He had received what he's not his right to receive.
从主耶稣开始接纳他。
From the day that Jesus accepted him.
到将来的安排。
And until the arrangement at the end,
都是神白白的赏赐。
It's all God's free grace.
利未一定明白。
So Levi understand.
自己是十分不配的。
That he himself is so unworthy.
利未一定知道。
And Levi know it very clearly.
自己是一个微不足道的人。
That he himself is very insignificant.
那利未为什么愿意放下一切来追随主耶稣？
Then why does Levi willing to let go everything and follow Jesus?
过去一直以来
And in the past, he was always thinking.
他在社区里被人家看为下流的人
In the society, everybody looks down to him.
虽然有钱却得不到人家的尊重
He's rich and have position, he's rich, but he did not get any respect from his own people.
而主耶稣见了他
But yet Jesus accepted him.
他在主耶稣身上
And on Jesus he saw
看见这种无条件的爱
He saw that the unconditional love in Christ
利未愿意放下一切
So Levi willing to let go everything he
had 原因他要回应主的爱
Because he wants to respond to the love of Christ
因为他懂得这份爱
Because he understands this love
他都甘心放下一切
So he's willing to let go everything.
另外他在耶稣身上
And then also upon Jesus he saw.
看见人生真正达到满足的地方
That the greatest, the true satisfaction in life.
利未完全以感恩的心来追随主耶稣
So Levi in great gratitude and thanksgiving he came to follow Jesus.
他十分清楚自己
Because he knew himself very well.
不过是一个蒙恩的罪人
He is only a sinner saved by grace.
从整个比喻来看
And throughout this whole parable,
原主由始至终都愿意人得到赏赐
that the owner of the vineyard was willing to give to the people.
上帝喜欢人家得到祝福
The God is willing to bless everyone.
这个方向和态度
But his way is different.
也应该成为我们基督徒的表现
But it should be what Christian is designed after.
当我们看见别人得到天恩的滋味
When we see others taste of the grace,
内心就自然流露出喜乐和感恩
Our heart will be full of joy and thanksgiving.
有这样的表现
When we have that kind of expression,
自然能明白神的心意
Then we can understand the heart of God.
和沾有神的性情
And also we have God's nature.
因此我们作为基督徒
And so as a Christian
要了解寻求神的心意
We need to seek to understand the heart of God
要清楚认识到今天我作为儿女的身份神儿女的身份
And then knowing that today as a true child of God today
这个身份真的是从上帝慷慨而施恩而来
For what I have today is by the grace and the blessing of God
在上帝的面前
And before God,
我不过是一个仆人
I only just an unworthy servant.
而在葡萄园的比喻里面
And also in the parable of this vineyard,
每一个被邀请进去工作的
Everyone that have been invited to go into the vineyard labor,
正是主人的仆人
They all are servants of the owner.
这个仆人的角色
And then the owner,
正好要求我们明白主人的吩咐
is to require us to understand what he has said.
完成他的工作
is to complete his work.
台湾著名的一个出版商人
And in Taiwan, there was a very well-known publisher.
他叫何飞鹏
And he was called Mr. He.
他原来在一家报馆里面当记者
And he started as a reporter in one of the news agencies.
都是著名的中国时报老板对他很好
It was the famous Chinese Daily and the owner was very good to him
常常称赞何先生做事勤快
and I always praise him for doing a very good work good job
很快就完成报社的工作
he was very quick to finish everything that was given to him to do
他得到老板的欣赏
and so the owner liked him
为什么何先生这样成功呢
We want to ask why is Mr. He so successful?
因为他发觉老板工人的角色是不同的。
Because he discovered that the different characters from different roles as an owner and as a worker.
老板和工人是不能兑换的。
Because there is not equal between the owner and the worker.
在一个合情合理的环境底下。
And also in a reasonable situation.
工人假如要把工作做得好。
If a worker wants to do well.
有好的结果。
And also receive a good end.
这个工人必须要完全明白老板的想法和要求。
He needs to understand what goes in the mind of the owner.
这样就容易做到老板的水准。
And then that way he knows how to meet the standard of the owner.
后来何先生创办一个出版社。
And then so at the end that Mr. He started his own publishing company.
从一个员工变成一个大老板。
And himself started as a worker and now he becomes an owner himself.
这个将心比心的态度。
And so he can understand the heart.
正是他成功的因素。
It's because he understands the difference between an owner and worker, that's why he was successful.
基督徒明白主耶稣的心意。
And as a Christian, we also need to understand the heart of Jesus.
是很重要的。
It's very important.
在葡萄园的比喻里面。
And in this parable of the vineyard.
也提到一些工人。
And it also tells us about other workers.
竟然埋怨主人对后来的工人太好了。
And all these laborers, they were there complaining, saying the owner has been too good to those that come late.
他们心里不舒服。
And so they were very discomforted in heart.
这些不舒服。
And because of this discomfort,
因为他们站在一个自我为中心的看法。
Is because they're standing in a self-centered.
看不见主人的善意和主权。
They cannot see that the authority of the owner and also his mercy.
一个人常常埋怨。
When someone is always complaining,
他的心怎样会喜乐啦？
Then how can such person be joyful in heart?
跟从主耶稣的信徒。
To follow Jesus as a disciple.
如果我们明白神的心意。
If we can understand the heart of God.
应该你的喜乐经常流露出来。
And then your joy should be always outflowing.
在美国的农村
，and in the U.S. in the countryside，
他们的乡下经常举行不同的南瓜比赛。
You probably know they always have a pumpkin competition, growth competition.
看看谁的南瓜种的又好看又大。
And in the competition, we will see who can grow the best and the biggest pumpkin.
其中有一个农夫叫阿 Bill。
And then there was a farmer called Bill.
他种的南瓜。
And the pumpkin that he grew.
连续好几年都得到冠军。
Was for consecutive years, he was a champion.
大家都称赞他。
And everybody praised him.
阿 Bill 有一个习惯。
And so Mr. and Bill has one of his habits.
当他得奖以后。
After he received the winner, the prize.
把那个冠军南瓜切开。
You always cut open the pumpkin that have won the competition.
把种子分给那些没有得奖的农夫。
And then he'll divide the pumpkin seeds and give it to all other peasants around there.
有一次他的好朋友就问他。
So one day his best friend come to ask him.
Bill.
And say Bill.
别人总是把最好的东西留给自己。
So everybody always keep the best for himself.
你为什么把最好的种子分给同行？
Why are you giving the best seed to all your competitors?
你这样子做不是自找麻烦，白白浪费财富吗？
You doing it this way and you just wasting all the good that you will receive in return.
白白失去财富。
And you also will lose a lot of rich.
阿 Bill 就这样子说。
But then Bill gave an answer.
我将好的种子分给其他人。
I give the good seed and share it with everyone.
这是我喜欢做的事。
I like to do so. I'm happy to do so.
大家都可以得到欢乐。
And everybody also can be happy.
事实上，人家带了种子。
But also, when they have the good seed,
他种出南瓜。
And they start to grow the pumpkin.
我也得到好处。
I also will return something good in return.
南瓜是靠发粉传送结结果的。
Because for a pumpkin to grow well is depending on the transporting of nectar to between the flowers.
大家都有好的品种。
So if everybody have a good pumpkin seed,
自然我们这个乡下出产的南瓜越来越好了。
And so all the pumpkin that we grow around here will be the, become the very best.
不自私。
And we can see that he's unselfish.
可以跟人分享好处。
And he's willing to share what he has with other people.
南瓜啊，标种出来的瓜又大又甜。
And that's why that was the secret for Bill to always grow the best pumpkin.
而且他得到很多的友谊。
And also he will receive in return good friendships.
基督徒因着明白神的心意。
As a Christian, if we understand the heart of God,
感受他的爱
and we know his love,
很自然我们应该流露 Bill 的喜乐。
We should also, like Bill, have always been joyful.
也希望人家得到上帝的祝福。
And also have a heart to see others also be blessed.
结出良善福音的果子。
That we may bear good fruit from the gospel.
利未把耶稣的比喻写下来。
So Levi write down the parable spoken by Jesus.
只有利未把他的把这个比喻写下来。
It's only Levi remembered and write it down.
他在这里提醒我们。
And so here he's reminding us.
人生的依靠并不在于财富。
That a man's life is not dependent on his riches.
因为利未曾经拥有很多很多的钱。
Because Levi himself has so much in the past.
他觉得这一切。
But he feels that everything that he had
总是次要的
is not important.
因为物质并不能带给人永生。
Because all the outward physical things that you can possess cannot bring you eternal life.
唯有选择跟从主耶稣才是人生得到满足的事。
It's only when you choose to follow Jesus that your heart will be satisfied.
但是主耶稣我们的生命我们的生活才有光彩。
When we have Jesus, then there is meaning and purpose in our life.
难怪保罗在腓立比书三章七到八节这样说。
And as Paul in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and said,
只是先前以为与我有益的。
So in verse 7, he said, but that what things which were gained to me,
我现在因基督都当作有损。
Those I count loss for Christ.
不但如此。
Yes, doubtless.
我也将万事当作有损的。
I count all things as loss.
因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事。
Of for whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
看作粪土，为要得着基督。
And do count them but dung that I might win Christ.
利未十分清楚主耶稣接纳他。
And Levi very clearly knew that when Jesus received him,
他所得的是白白恩典。
What he had received is by free grace.
在葡萄园的比喻里面。
And in this parable of the vineyard,
他明白到施比受更为有福更美丽。
He understands it's more blessed to give than to receive.
早一阵子在台北有一间小学。
And in Taiwan, there was a school, a little school.
名叫
primary school.
啊，正源小学。
And it's a school for those that have disability.
啊，在里面有设立弱智热能的启智班。
And that was,
刚才我弟兄翻译的。
And there was a class that was specially provided for those that have disability.
其中有一班快要毕业的六年级。
And then so, when one of the year 6 was time to graduate.
肌群弱智的小朋友快要毕业离开学校了。
And because of all these students, they all have disability, and now they're going to graduate from school.
那些爱他们的老师。
And those teachers that have been teaching them and have loved them for many years.
给他们上最后一堂课。
And they were going to give them the last lesson.
希望在他们在这个一堂课里学到最重要的事情。
And want to teach them the most important lesson before they go into the world.
使他们在外面生活能够有把握。
And say this will help them to live better in society.
很重要这一堂课。
And then this lesson was so important.
特别对一个越智越能的人来说啊。
And also is even more important to someone that has disability.
老师都买了一箱苹果回来。
So the teacher start the lesson by bringing a box of apple.
在课堂上。
And then he started the lesson.
他告诉所有的孩子，你们尽量去拿。
And then he put the box in front of them and tell all the children that have disability, say go and get as much apple as you can.
苹果拿的最多都是第一名。
And if you have the most apple, then you become first.
最后有些孩子拿了十个。
And so at the end, some kids were able to hold 10 apples.
有些拿到五个、三个。
And some have 5, have 3.
但是有一个孩子一个都拿不到。
But unfortunately, there was one little boy that had none.
游戏结束。
And so at the end of this game,
老师就把那个拿到最多第一名的学生找来。
And the teacher called the student that have the most apple to come forward.
又把那个一无所有的孩子请他出来。
And also asked the student that had none to come forward.
站在大家中间。
And let them to be in front of everyone.
老师就对这个一无所有的学生讲。
And the teacher start to speak to the boy that has nothing.
你拿不到苹果就没得吃啊。
You didn't get any apple, you have nothing to eat.
以后你到外面社会要努力积极的争取啊。
So after you've gone out in society, you need to fight to get more, get for yourself.
老师转过头来。
And then the teacher turned around, look at the other student.
就跟我们拿到十个的小朋友讲。
And then he talked to the one that had a 10 apple.
你今天拿到十个了。
And today, you can have 10 apples.
是班上的第一名。
You came first in the class.
这些苹果都是你的，你可以带回家。
All these apples is yours, you can take it home.
你开心不开心啊？
Are you happy?
孩子就说。
And yet, that student said,
老师，我虽然拿到第一，但是我不开心。
As a teacher, although I came first, but I'm not happy.
因为我的朋友一个苹果也没有，我愿意给他五个。
As I, because my friend next to me, he had none, so I'm willing to give him 5 of mine.
老师听到这个学生的回答。
And when the teacher hear his answer,
好像给这个学生打了一巴掌。
It's as if the student has just slapped the face of the
teacher. 原来老师在最后一堂课叫他生存之道。
Because the teacher, the final lesson the teacher wanted to teach the student was how to survive in the society.
可是在这个奇迹般的孩子的口中
But yet, in the student's mouth,
这个学生却教这个老师人生的大道理
But yet, it was the student that was teaching the teacher a great lesson of life.
爱才是最重要
The most important is love.
我们的主给我们是白白恩典的爱
The Lord give us free grace and love.
所以在马太福音二十章十六节，耶稣这样说。
And so the Matthew chapter 16, the Lord said.
二十章十六节。
In chapter 20, verse 16, he said.
在后的将要在前。
So the last shall be first.
而在前的将要在后。
And the first, last.
在葡萄园里面。
And in the vineyard.
最后进去的不单只是立位。
And the last one that entered the vineyard is not only just Levi.
这个被邀请最后进去的工人
The last labor to enter the vineyard.
其实也是我们每一个蒙恩的罪人啊。
Is also representing every sinner saved by grace.
葡萄园的故事
So this story about the vineyard.
应该是我们每一个人的真实写照
It should be written for each one of us.
但愿我们明白主耶稣的心。
Hope that we can all understand the heart of Jesus.
为什么马太、利未要把这个故事写下来
？Why Matthew Levi want to write down this story?
大家都明白啊。
Now we should all understand.
我们一同祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus,
我们听过你葡萄园的比喻。
Lord, we have heard the parable of the vineyard.
真的，我们深被安感。
And our heart is moved by thy grace.
我们都是最后进葡萄园里的人。
Because every one of us is the last one that entered the vineyard.
你不愿意我们流荡在外面。
Because you are not willing that we should be locked outside.
你亲自邀请我们进去。
And yet personally, you have invited us to come in.
并不是我们有什么好处。
It's because of any good thing in ourselves.
并不是我们有什么东西可以跟你交换。
And it's also, there's nothing that we can give in exchange.
乃是你看上我们极为宝贵。
But you still treasured us.
在过去的日子里面。
Lord, in the days that is past.
你都一直带领我们。
You are here leading and guiding us.
我们拥抱你的爱。
Lord, we want to receive your love, embrace your love.
继续走前面的道路。
And to go on with you.
也因着你的爱。
And because of your love.
我们懂得回应你的呼召。
That we may also know how to respond to your
calling. 我们求你继续祝福我们的教会。
Lord, we look to you for thy blessing upon thy church.
从年轻。
And from the young,
从年老的,
and to the old,
在他们的日常生活里面,
in their daily life,
都懂得拣选你,
that they will learn to choose you.
你的能力超过我们所想所求,
because your power is exceeding above what we can ask.
你为做复兴的工作,
Lord, we ask that you do the work of revival.
我们恭敬把我们弟兄姊妹交托你,
Reverently, we do want to commit our brother and sister to you.
好像葡萄园里面
and as if in the vineyard,
丰厚的赏赐给我们
you have blessed us so richly.
我们如此祷告
we pray,
是奉耶稣基督的名而求
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.